This is Football Nation. Todd DeVries and Bill Enright bring you the latest trends from the NFL. Headlines, stats, fantasy previews, and more right here on Football Nation.
Hello and welcome to Football Nation, where we are in week six of the NFL season. Patriots and Saints this weekend. Big time matchup for the Pats, Todd, as the Saints are coming into town undefeated so far.
Undefeated, Bill, and I heard whispers that you were changing your NFC Super Bowl prediction.
I have to at this point. I'm embarrassed to say that I had the Atlanta Falcons, who we know are 1-3 or 1-4 on the year, and now they're heading into a bye. They're without Julio Jones the rest of the season. Roddy White is out a couple weeks. Matt Ryan's going to take a downfall without his two top receivers, so I am absolutely changing my prediction.
Now, listen, it's a joke.
It is a joke. Listen, at the end of the year, I had the Falcons and the Broncos with the Broncos winning it. At the end of the year, no problem. You'd look at me and say, Bill, you're an idiot. You know, your preseason prediction was the Falcons. But right now, you know, I'm going to change it to the Saints, and we'll see how the Saints do the rest of the way.
Yep, that's the way you roll, Bill.
For the record, I did pick New Orleans in our preseason thing to win that division.
What does that mean?
Did not pick them to go to the Super Bowl. I'm still not.
All right. Well, we're not talking about division.
We picked each division, and I think you guys had, or at least Bill had Atlanta winning that division.
I had the Saints.
So Todd and I are looking pretty good.
So Kevin's already jumping down my throat because
figuratively and
he had the Saints in the division, but he had the Falcons in the Super Bowl.
No, I didn't have the Falcons.
Who'd you have?
The Niners.
Oh, the Niners.
I'm still sticking with them.
I'm going to stick with my pick too, Kev. Because
I'm going to stick to my guns.
That's how a man of honor.
That's how we roll in the North.
Yeah. Yeah. I got the Seahawks. I'm going to stick with them. They're looking okay. Bill?
What? Yeah, the Seahawks don't look
Bill,
that bad.
Bill hates it when we talk about Super Bowl predictions.
Just makes me sick.
The Super Bowl?
No, my prediction.
It's okay. Bill, I don't blame you at all. A lot of people had Atlanta. It's not like it was an outlandish prediction.
I'm mad at Atlanta for a couple reasons. One, I'm out in my survivor pool because I picked the Falcons to beat the Jets.
Oh, that's brutal.
But you know what? I'm kind of looking at some of the, for example, AFC East. Dolphins beat the Falcons. At the time, it seemed like a good win for the Dolphins.
It did.
But
seemed
now.
Like it seemed like a good win for the Patriots down there.
Exactly. But now, I don't really think so anymore.
I said that on Tuesday. I felt like
well,
I
you said
been,
that. You
I,
said that about the Pats.
I'm yeah, I felt like I had been duped.
Well, I mean, I
carry on, Bill. Carry on.
I'm just saying. I'm just you know, the Falcons are a sham. So if we were excited to think that the AFC East was better because the Dolphins beat the Falcons, you know, think again. The Pats beating the Falcons wasn't. I think we all picked the Pats, didn't we?
Yeah, I think we did.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you know, the Falcons are a mess right now, but, you know, the Saints aren't. And that's the team that's coming into Foxborough. Kevin, what's the weather report for the big game?
It looks not terrible. It looks like it could be, by the time we get into the game, probably in the mid-50s with a chance of some rain.
A little bit of rain again. Yeah, second week in a row.
Yeah, it's going to be nothing like it was last week in Cincy. It's more of a chance of a passing shower. But it's not going to be
more
you know,
of a chance of a passing shower. You're like a real weatherman right
well, it's,
now.
It's not going to be like 75 degrees and nice and comfy with no wind like in that dome, but it's not right. going to be what it was in Cincy.
Have the Pats played in any sunshine this year?
I think Buffalo, the opening day game in Buffalo was pretty sunny.
Yep.
But other than that, not much.
That's
rain,
a good point.
Dome,
Todd.
Rain.
A lot of wind in some of these games, too. That's the thing. If it's windy... you know, Mr. TB12 is at least used to kind of slinging it around in the wind.
Not so much DB, whatever his number is.
Yeah, you're calling him a DB, aren't you? That's not nice. He's a good guy.
What is his number?
Like
DB9, right?
But, yeah, he also, it's funny, and I don't think I'm the only one that thinks this. When you watch him throw, especially when the Saints were on Monday Night Football a couple weeks ago, and they, you know how ESPN has that Exmo cam, that super slow-mo cam?
Yeah,
and he'd go back to pass, and when he throws, it's pretty funny. Like, he's so short when you look at him behind the line. He has to really put a lot into his throw. It's not – I won't say it's an unnatural motion, but you can tell he's like a max effort delivery guy, to use a baseball term. Whereas when Brady kind of winds up and throws, it just kind of explodes out of his hand. He's this big, tall, strong guy. So I'd be curious to see how Breeze would do if there's a 25-mile-an-hour sustained wind.
You know what? With back-to-back seasons of over 5,000 yards and over 43 touchdowns, I'm not that concerned about Drew Breeze playing in the wind.
I'm not that concerned.
I'm not that concerned about him being short and not being able to see over his line.
I think if we
This is a guy that has 71 completion percentage, 63 completion percentage. This year he's at 69%.
I agree with you in terms of the height. I think if there's weather, if there's any sort of rain or the wind is any sort of a factor, I think it's going to affect them. But we'll see how it goes. Just my opinion.
Are you saying that because they're used to playing in a dome?
Yes.
Okay, but the Pats are used to playing outdoors, and last week they struggled in Cincinnati because of the weather.
They struggled I think the majority of their struggles against Cincinnati last week weren't predicated on weather, other than that last drive. I think they just
which was the most important drive of the game.
I agree, but I think for the vast majority of the game it was pretty dry, and I think they just stunk, and I think the Bengals whooped them, and that's what I think.
All right.
I think the Bengals defense repeatedly rose to the challenge, and the Patriots couldn't get much going all day. I think they had 250 yards of offense or something like that. It was bad. It was just bad all around.
Weather a factor for the Saints this weekend? Pats not so much.
Could be. Like I said, if it rains like it did in Cincinnati, it's going to be a major factor for both teams. But from the preliminary forecast here, it looks to be not. I won't say it'll be cold, but it'll be chillier than it's been up here. We've been getting pretty good weather up here, like in the upper 60s. Some right. 70s here. Fall is definitely settling in this week. It's getting down to the 40s at night. And I think by halftime, when the sun's completely down by like 6 o'clock, it'll get a little chilly. But I'm curious to see if it's going to rain or not. I know I don't want to stand in it, especially if it's cold. But see how it goes.
If you judge defenses by points allowed, guys, the Patriots are tied for third in points allowed in the league. Guess where the Saints rank?
The third most, you mean?
Third best.
Third least amount of points.
Least amount of points. Third okay. best defense, if you want to
I
go
would
by
guess
that criteria.
The Saints are ninth.
About fifth.
Yeah, so I was in the neighborhood, but not really. That's what the difference.
So, Bill, we were talking off the air about perhaps a low-scoring affair.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Saints have allowed 73 points, and the Patriots 70.
Yeah, I'm on that train. I don't think there's a lot of predictions. We had Prediction Thursday with the playbook before you guys came on, and a lot of people had this game in the 30s, and a lot of people in either the Saints in the 30s and the Pats in the 20s, something like that. I don't think it'll be that high. I know last week I was something in the range of 24-20, and that obviously was still way too high. I think that could be more of what we're looking at this week.
Nobody scored 20 on the Saints yet.
I think if it's under 24 for both teams, I think it'll be, from my point of view, it's a little bit of a disappointment. Not very often do you have two of the best quarterbacks head-to-head in a non-playoff game. And with Brady and Breeze, you especially don't get this matchup because, you know, NFC South and AFC East, they only play once every 4 years. So I kind of want a lot of scoring. I want offensive fireworks. I want a lot of touchdowns in this game because Brady and Breeze, that's a heavyweight title, man.
I think if it's lower scoring, like Bill just mentioned, if it's 24 points or below for both teams, I think it favors the Patriots.
I agree.
Yeah, so I'd agree with that. I'd
just,
agree with
just
that.
Just something to look at as the game starts to kind of develop and take hold in the second quarter toward halftime to see how – what the pace is like, if it's going to be this racehorse shootout or not. But we'll see. I mean, the Saints, there's no doubt in my mind, you know, the Saints are built to win. They can win shootouts. I'm not saying they can't win low-scoring games because I think they can. I think they beat Tampa 16-14 on the road.
Yeah.
It was kind of an ugly win. They gutted out. There was a bunch of weather delays in that game.
Yeah, an hour weather delay.
Yeah, and so I'm not saying they can't win a low-scoring game. I think their defense is much better than in years past, especially last year where they were the worst defense or one of the worst defenses in the history of the league.
Right.
But I think they're definitely more well-suited to win a shootout right now than the Patriots are, given, you know, the weapons the Saints have and the weapons the Patriots kind of hope they get down the road.
Well, let's talk a minute about the Saints' weapons. Todd, you and I are both big fantasy football guys, and we do our fantasy football show on Tuesdays. Jimmy Graham, obviously one of the best fantasy football playmakers, regardless of the position. But then you look at the wide receivers, and you have Marquise Colston, You have Lance Moore, who's hurt right now.
I don't think he's going to. Is he going to play?
No, I don't think he's playing.
Yeah, word on the street was he wasn't.
Robert Meacham, Kenny Stills, both deep flyers. I mean, outside of Jimmy Graham, Drew Brees have better receiving weapons than Tom Brady?
How about Darren Sproles?
Yeah, I was just going to say, I think
Darren Sproles out of the backfield. So now you're talking about three players.
But he and Pierre Thomas are basically more receivers than running back. If you look at what they've done on the year, they have more receptions and receiving yards than they do rushing yards.
Okay, but again, Sproles and Thomas aren't going to be on the field at the same time.
No, I agree.
So you're talking about running back.
Yep.
You're talking about one tight end, and you're talking about one wide receiver.
Yep.
Now,
I just think it's way more than what the Patriots have.
Okay, so are we expecting Gronk to play this weekend?
I am.
All right, so you're talking about a tight end. You don't think Amendola, Edelman, and Tompkins are better than Colston, Stills, and Meacham?
I would say no.
I would say yes. Todd?
I would say it's close, but I would rather have the Saints stable.
A stable, Kevin. Look at what Robert Meacham and Kenny Stills have done this year. I think Kemble Tompkins has more catches in one
all right,
game
than
Meacham and Stills.
All right,
combined
I'll say. All right, so then give the Saints that check mark then, just to play devil's advocate. Then I give the Saints the.
But no. That's part of my argument that the Saints don't have better receivers. I'm not going to give him the check mark to play devil's advocate. That's the thesis of my whole argument.
Bill, what's your definition of receiver? They got the best receiving running back in the game. They got the best tight end in the game.
That's what I'm saying. Give the Patriots the check mark in the receiver. Okay.
Oh, they give the pat.
So let's say Jimmy, a healthy Jimmy Graham that's playing really well, that's had a lot of, you know, the reigning player of the month in the NFC.
Yep.
As good as Gronk is, let's give the Saints. We don't know if Gronk plays. We don't know what we're gonna get. Okay.
Okay.
And we don't know how many snaps he's gonna play and all.
So
that
the stuff. Saints win that one.
So let's give them the check mark in terms of the tight end position. All right. So let's give the Pats and, you know, the guys they have with Edelman and Amendola and Kemble. Let's give them the check mark in the wide receiver column.
Yep.
When you look at the running backs as a whole, considering their running ability and their receiving ability, I say the Saints have a better backfield. What do you say?
All right. Are we talking about only receiving or rushing?
Rushing and receiving together.
I think the Pats have it then.
Okay, so I'll disagree with you on that one. Todd, what do you think?
How can you say the Pats have it?
Because, Todd, I can't imagine that Darren Sproles is going to do a lot of work in between the tackles. Pierre Thomas might get one or two goal line rushes.
Yeah,
they're throwing the ball to Jimmy Graham.
But what I'm saying is I don't think Sproles and I don't think Pierre Thomas need to run between the tackles to be effective players in this game.
No, they don't need to be, but I'm just saying if you're factoring in both the rushing and receiving, I give the edge to the Pats.
All right, so now I think this is good because it's giving me a better idea, Bill, of kind of like where you're going with the weapons argument. But in my opinion, I think the Saints have a at this stage of the season, in terms of where both players are health-wise, like we said, I think Jimmy Graham, it's hard to argue with him being the best tight end of
football. No, I don't think anyone's arguing that.
So, and I also think, the receivers, Bill, you brought me in a little bit in terms of, you know, seeing what they have behind Colston. I don't think it's very much, so you kind of shed some light on that for me.
Yep.
I think that if the Patriots win that one, it's not by a whole lot. I think for the most part it's a wash, but I definitely think the Saints have more explosive and playmaking ability in the backfield. And I also think at this stage right now, Drew Brees is playing a hell of a lot better than Brady. So that's just where I'm going with this game, just to give you an idea.
So again, you're sticking with if it's over 24 points for both teams, the Saints are going to end up winning, whether it's 31-28 or something like that.
I think that if the Patriots get into a track meet with these guys, I don't think that they're suited.
So what's the magic number for the Pats? What's the magic number? They have to hold the Saints to what to win?
I think they have to hold them to 21 points or below.
Well, I think that's bad news if you're banking on that.
No, I agree, and I had this when we went through the schedule at the beginning of the year and we're kind of figuring out where we were going with records. I had this as their second loss. I had in this three-game kind of clump here, I had them losing. I thought I had them losing to Atlanta, beating Cincinnati, and then losing to New Orleans. They stole one in Atlanta. They gave away one in Cincy, which I thought they were going to win. So, you know, I kind of expect them to lose this game. That's where I'm going.
Even though they just lost last week, very rare.
I'm with you, Bill, 100%. But they're playing arguably one of the best teams
in the
NFL.
NFC.
You know,
yeah,
and one of the most explosive offenses. And it's just, I think it's a tough spot. I will say the Patriots have, you know, the Saints, they did play on the road last week. They played at Chicago.
Right. Impressive win.
You know,
26-18.
Agreed. A really good, gutty road win. The defense played very well. I thought the Bears were going to be able to put up more points than that. I don't know about you guys. So you're coming off a great win against Chicago and, you know, a physical kind of bruising defense. Maybe got beat up a little bit. I don't really know. Mm-hmm. I forwarded you guys the injury report. I think we can go over that later.
Yeah.
And you're also coming off, you know, winning a game like that on the road, and it was basically a pick 'em game, guys. I think it was like a half a point spread. You know, it's a big emotional win. It's one you can build off of. Then you play this New England team, and it's hard to say you can have a letdown game or a trap game against the Patriots. We're not used to, you know, a lot of teams play the Patriots. It's their Super Bowl, but it has been proven difficult for teams in the NFL to win that second road game on back-to-back road games. Patriots beat Atlanta. They come home. People expect them to beat Cincy. They score 6 points. So that's one thing the Patriots, I think, have going for them is that it's New Orleans' second road game in as many weeks.
So far, the Saints have beat the Falcons 23-17 in week one. Again, we kind of just all agreed that the Falcons may have not been an impressive win. Although week one, we'll give it to the Saints in that one.
I agree.
Tampa Bay, at Tampa Bay, Kevin, you referenced it earlier, big heavy rain delay, 16-14. Then they destroyed the Cardinals, which is expected, 31-17. They beat the Miami Dolphins on Monday Night Football inside the Superdome.
Undefeated Miami at the time.
Okay, 38-17. And then the Chicago Bears, they just beat them in Chicago. That's an impressive win in my mind, 26-18. In all of those games, the highest rushing performance from the Saints in all of those games.
Let me guess.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to guess like 50 yards, 55 yards.
Todd?
Pierre Thomas, probably like 40.
43 yards, and that was in
week
one.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
So that's why I give the edge to the running backs of the Pats. Because you can get 43 from Blount, and you can get 43 from Bolden and maybe Ridley.
I will say this, Bill. I think, and this is just me, this is nothing from what I've seen, it's just playing a hunch, Bill.
Yeah.
But I think that you're going to see the Patriots, especially with Ridley kind of back in the fold this week at practice. Mm. I think it may not be just all Ridley. It's probably going to be that committee approach that we hate as fantasy owners.
Right.
But I think you're going to see a committed effort by the Patriots offense to try to run the ball and keep the ball to keep that Saints offense off the field.
I think that plan only worked for so long.
But I also think, Bill, that I'm not sure, and you can educate me on this, I'm not sure how the Saints have done against the run. I think it's an area where the Patriots feel like they can push them around a little. But that's me.
I'm not sure if that's going to happen.
I'm not sure if it's going to happen, but I think that's from what I've kind of heard and seen, that's what I think they're going to try to do. I don't think they're going to come out no huddle trying to throw it all over the place.
Week one, Steven Jackson, 76 yards against the Saints. Week two, Doug Martin, 144 yards. Week three, the Cardinals backfield, 75 yards and a touchdown. Chicago Bears, Matt Forte in week five, 67 yards. Miami Dolphins, I think Miami Dolphins, Lamar Miller had 66 yards and a touchdown.
So nothing spectacular other than Martin, but I think that the Patriots feel like they can run the ball. And I'm just going off kind of a hunch in what I've heard and what I've seen, but we'll see how it plays out. It'll be really interesting.
I think Drew Brees would be offended almost to hear people say that teams are going to run the ball against him to keep him off the field because it doesn't take him long to score. So time of possession doesn't really matter when you're playing the Saints.
I think they're going to try to limit. I think it's not necessarily time of possession. They want to limit the amount of possessions he gets.
I guess what I'm trying to say is it doesn't take many possessions for Drew Brees to score. You know, he can score on one or two plays within a series.
I'm with you. I think for the Patriots to win the game, I think they have to be at least plus one in the turnover margin, and I think that they can't afford to allow a play or two of more than, let's say, 40 yards. And I just don't see them being able to do both those things.
Well, that's going to be the key for me. Big plays against the Saints, that's how they win the games. Whether it's to Sproles out of the backfield, Meacham on a long pass, or Jimmy Graham over the middle. The big plays is really what sets the Saints apart from just an ordinary offense in the league.
I'm with you. I just, you know, looking at what I think the Patriots need to do to win, I just think that there's too many things that need to go in their favor. I'm not saying it can't happen. I just think that you can make the argument that, you know, we talked about Atlanta, Bill, and we didn't really know what they were. And with a healthy Julio Jones, this, that, the other thing, we thought their offense was going to be really good. But I think that now, given what we've seen, this is by far the best offense that Patriots defense is going to have faced. Can we agree on that?
Yeah, definitely.
I agree with that.
So it's
Geno
like
Smith
this,
and the Jets,
so,
EJ Manuel and the Bills,
yeah. So
Andy
while,
Dalton and the Bengals.
Freeman and the Bucks, I mean.
Right, Freeman
so
and the Bucks.
So while that defense has looked great and while Aqib Talib has looked, you know, like a genius signing and everyone wants to lock him up for the next 5 years,
yeah,
and that's great, but let's see how this team does against one of the premier offenses in the league.
And that brings back to my original point. Well, I will be disappointed if it's not a heavyweight battle back and forth with Breeze and Brady going at it.
I just don't think the Patriots are capable. They've scored 30 points once. I think the other totals, let's see, they've scored 6, they've scored 21, they've scored 23 twice, I believe, in the Tampa Bay game and as well as the Buffalo game. Predominantly, I think every game except for one, they've scored 24 points or fewer, and I just don't think they have the horses to compete in a game in the 30s.
It's crazy to think a year ago would be saying
I'm with
that,
you, Bill. It's crazy.
That the Patriots wouldn't be able to compete in a high-scoring
game.
No,
I never would have guessed coming into this year, guys. Especially, you know, we saw some flashes in the preseason. We saw the Patriots go to Philadelphia and just, you know, put up, you know, the offense looked great. But then we learned Philadelphia can't play defense.
Yeah.
You know, I thought this would be another year of where the defense is improving, but still the offense was going to carry the majority of the weight. And now, 5 weeks in, there's literally no argument to be made against the fact that the offense is what's holding this team back and the defense is keeping them in the games.
Would you believe that the Pats are last in the AFC East in scoring?
I would believe.
95 especially points.
That 6-point output last week really killed them.
Miami Dolphins have 114. The Buffalo Bills have 112. The Jets, 98, and the Pats, 95.
Yeah, so that really proves, guys, that the defense is the only reason they're 4-1 right now.
They've let up 70 points this year. Compare that to the Bills, 130, Jets, 116, Dolphins, 117.
Yeah,
the Pats have let up 70.
Yeah, pretty stingy.
Almost half of what the Bills have done.
Yeah, pretty stingy.
Yeah, that's impressive.
Kind of harkens back to the old days.
Do we want to get predictions now, or do we want to wait until the end of the show?
Let's tease them. Let's wait till the end of the show.
Okay, that sounds good to me. The phone number here, if you want to give your predictions for the Pats and the Saints, or if you have a fantasy football question for Week 6, you can give us a ring, 855-728-7500, or you can email us, webradio@patriots.com. Todd, we have a lot to get to today. What do you say we quickly go over the Thursday night game just a few hours from now, Giants versus the Bears? We said the Saints beat the Bears last week. They're on a 2-game losing streak. The Giants haven't won yet. They're on a 5-game losing streak. What do we make of the situation tonight with Thursday night football? We're not big fans of it, but are we trusting any of these fantasy starters in action tonight?
Well, it's hard not to trust anyone playing against the Giants.
That's
so
correct.
So you got the Bears, right? If you've got Brandon Marshall, Alshon Jeffrey, Matt Forte, even Jay Cutler, you've got to consider playing them against the Giants. Giants are a sieve, Bill. They're just terrible.
All right, and then how about for the other side of the ball? Do we trust any of the Giants playmakers in action?
Nope. Other than maybe Victor Cruz, you can't trust any of them.
Certainly agree.
You know, Bill, when they're only the only production they're getting is in garbage time, when they're down by 30.
Right.
That's not something you can trust. You can't rely on that. It's not consistent production. They're getting. I'd love to see like a breakdown of like their first half versus like second half stats.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Because they just aren't getting it done. Interceptions everywhere, sacks, you know, Eli's frowny face time and time again. So, Bill, another Thursday night game that we're not hyped about.
I wish we were. Because
who do you guys have in this one? I think the Bears are 7.5-point favorites.
I would take those points for the Giants. 7.5.
I think the Giants are going to be. That half point scares me. I think I would take the Giants too.
Yeah.
Not me. I'm taking the Bears. If you watch the Giants,
you know.
I think the Bears will win, Todd. That's a lot of points.
It's in Chicago, right?
Yeah, it's in Chicago. weather's nice.
The Bears lost two in a row. They're not going to lose a third in a row. The Giants are – every week I pick the Giants, and – well, I didn't last week, I guess. Yeah, I think I gave up on them after week four.
I don't blame you. It kind of goes to show just how bad the Giants' defense really is, because at ffchamps.com we do our quarterback rankings every week, and there hasn't been a time this year where I've had Jay Cutler over 19. He's always been like my 22nd ranked quarterback, my 21st ranked quarterback. This week he's number 10. So that's a major, major jump just because of the matchup that he has.
Giants have given up 36, 41, 38, 31, 36.
That's insane.
I mean, that's just horrendous.
Yeah,
so
terrible.
You know, I'm going to bet against them. If I'm betting the game, I don't love the line, but if I was betting the game, I'd bet against them.
All right, let's move over to the injury news from around the NFL, Todd. We have quarterback Matt Schaub of the Houston Texans was named the starter for week six. Matt Schaub, four pick sixes, interceptions returned for a touchdown. What do you think of Coach Gary Kubiak's decision to stick with Schaub?
Gary Kubiak might be going down with this ship, Bill.
You think so?
You know, I mean, you know, this is a team whose window is closing, and he's grasping at straws right now. If he continues to stick with Schaub and he continues this pick six frenzy that he's on,
yep.
I mean, Kubiak could be on the hot seat quick.
Do you think if the the Texans miss the playoffs, miss it entirely, he's out?
Miss it entirely? How? Like, what's their record?
They, I don't know. Six.
Do you know what I mean? I mean, are they 8-8, 7-9?
Yeah, 8-9, 8-8, or 7-9?
Nah, I don't think he's out.
You don't think so?
Unless
I don't know, man.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe if he keeps with Schaub and he keeps performing like this,
I think they missed their boat. I think they had a really good shot the last couple of years. They couldn't get it done in the playoffs. Remember, 1 year Schaub was injured. They had Yates playing. I think it was against the Ravens.
Ravens, I think, yeah.
And then
yeah,
last year they
got
the
Bengals that year.
Right, yep. He beat the Bengals, but Andy Dalton was a rookie too. And then last year they got destroyed by the Pats. I think, you know, just like with the Falcons, that ship has sailed.
I'm with Bill on this one. It's amazing to say, but the Colts get rid of Peyton Manning, and within 2 years they've sort of regained that elite status in that division.
Yeah, well, they got a once-in-a-lifetime.
They
sucked
for
second...
luck for, the, yeah. for 1 year. Last year, he's got him back in the playoffs, you know, but still, you know, you kind of thought, okay, Houston's still the dominant team here, and now all of a sudden, it seems like Indy's division again. It's amazing within 2 years.
I mean, it all comes down to the quarterbacks, guys, and you got to have a stud or you got to have a guy that can get red hot at the right time, right? Like Flacco, like Eli.
Right.
If you look at Flacco and Eli without the playoffs, I mean, they're just average. But Eli got hot twice. Flacco got hot once, and that's that. You know, Schaub, Matt Ryan, these guys haven't proven anything. Romo, you know, it doesn't matter what you do in the first 16 weeks. You got to be able to get it done in January. And Schaub clearly can't. Now he's struggling in the regular season. So,
yeah.
So I mean, like I said, their window is closing, and Kubiak is, like, going down with the ship here. I mean, if he's going to continue with Schaub, good luck with that, you know?
Yep. All right, let's move over to the Minnesota Vikings, where Christian Ponder has been cleared to play, but the team is actually sticking with Matt Castle, Todd.
Well, no Josh Freeman?
You know, Josh Freeman is getting paid more than both of them combined, I believe. But
yeah.
I just don't think he knows the offense yet.
You know, when they drafted Christian Ponder a couple years ago, Bill, what, was it 11th, 12th overall?
Yeah, something like that.
I raised an eyebrow, and I just couldn't believe it. It was very similar to the E.J. Manuel pick this year with the Bills, which is actually looked okay at times before the injury, right?
Right.
But these teams reach for these QBs, guys that I watch closely in college. By the way, I just referenced Ponder and Manuel. They're both Florida State guys. They
right.
weren't impressive at Florida State, so... I'm not surprised that Ponder isn't, you know, Captain America down there or up there. You know what I mean? But Matt Castle, hey, he got the win last week. Try to get another win this week. They play Carolina. It's a winnable game. Maybe they can get 2-3.
The last quarterback news is Michael Vick says that he is expected back in week 7. That's only next week.
Yeah. He's actually, I mean, they haven't ruled him out yet for this week.
Right.
Technically. And he's actually – the beat reporters that I've been following say that he's actually participating a lot more than they thought in practices. Now, he's not getting the first-team reps, so he's probably not going to play this week. They're going to probably sit him out. But they were saying last night that he's actually doing a lot more than most players do with a bad hamstring. So that's encouraging. So week seven is a distinct possibility.
And don't they play Tampa this week?
Yes.
So that's like – it's a good week to get Foles some more burn. I mean, Tampa's awful.
Their defense is good.
I think Tampa's
their
one
defense,
of the
they've
worst
given up the same amount of points as the
league.
Patriots. They're tied with the Pats for points given up in the league. They
I
just can't
think
score.
They suck.
Kobe
you
off
know,
bye.
The Eagles aren't very good, guys. So it's no game is a gimme. That's what you're kind of, you know,
referring to
there, Kev. For them, they got to go down to Tampa. Tampa off a bye for the Eagles. The Eagles are not good, dude.
I'm taking the Eagles big.
Big?
Really? Nick Foles?
I'm on the way. Nick Foles looked really good last week.
Yeah, when he comes in the middle of the game, the other team's not ready for it.
Any team can look good against the Giants. Any quarterback will look good against the Giants this year.
The Eagles' two wins are against the Giants and the Redskins.
KC's lock of the week, the Philadelphia Eagles. Book it. I think it's a point and a half right now. It's gonna not even be close. 10 or more.
Right, let's move over to running backs. David Wilson of the Giants expected to miss the next few games. He has already been ruled out for tonight's matchup against the Bears. He has a disc and neck injury, not expected to come back until week 10. C.J. Spiller of the Buffalo Bills still walking with a limp. Now, we saw him score a long touchdown, last week against the Cleveland Browns. But, hey, fantasy managers, just keep an eye on Spiller's status. On Sunday morning, Darren McFadden, here's a surprise. He's back at practice already, despite missing Week 5's action with a hamstring injury. And then Ryan Matthews of the San Diego Chargers, taking on the Indianapolis Colts on Monday night, has yet to be cleared to practice because of he's still suffering from concussion-like symptoms.
Yeah, moving over to the wide receivers, Bill. This one hits hard for fantasy managers out there. Julio Jones, the leading receiver in the NFL, both in receptions and yards, is out for the year with that foot injury. Nasty injury, Bill. They said it's kind of like he had the foot injury prior to the NFL draft, fixed it with a screw, and they said the screw broke, right?
Julio!
Yeah, not good. Another big name, Bill, is Calvin Johnson, limited participant in practice today, right? We just got that news about an hour ago.
Yep.
That he was out there today. So that's good because he hadn't been practicing earlier. So you're kind of going to have to wait and see on Sunday morning whether he's going to play or not. He's a stud, so if he's out there, we're going to put him in our fantasy lineups. Andre Johnson, another veteran, big-name wide receiver, Bill. Hamstring injury kept him out of practice on Wednesday. Right now they're saying he's a game-time decision.
Yeah, and I'm not expecting Andre Johnson to sit out. I'm not expecting Calvin Johnson to sit out either.
Yeah. Well, hopefully they're in there. Tight end, Bill. Your boy, Marty B., Martellus Bennett.
That's right.
Game time decision for Thursday night against the Giants with a knee.
Yeah, and you got to remember that Bennett used to play for the Giants last year, so you'd figure that he'd want to be in action tonight, but the knee injury kind of kept him out of practice this week. It's a short week to begin with for him since he's playing on Thursday, so he's a game time decision at this point. I wouldn't be starting him given that he's not 100% healthy.
And not... this is not injury-related, Bill, but breaking news with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Whoa,
head coach Mike Tomlin.
Don't tell me he's been fired.
Nope. He's banning any games in the locker room. No pool, no ping pong.
What?
It just came over my ticker. That's the kind of crap I get on my ticker. What, Mike Tomlin is banning games.
On your phone?
On my phone. ESPN. ESPN sends this to me.
They're reporting that story?
It's right along with, Megatron back in practice, I get this crap.
Mike Tomlin, I thought you were going to say he got fired or something.
That's what we're sitting here on the air and I get, you know, my phone buzzes and I look down and usually, you know, we check it to make sure there's not anything major going on. I see Mike Tomlin, I'm like, oh crap, I pick up the phone. That's what he's doing, Bill.
Well, what kind of games go on in the locker room?
Ping pong. No more ping pong, Steelers.
They got a ping pong table in the locker room?
That's why they're 0-4, Bill. They're playing ping pong too much.
Kev, what do the Pats have? They got like a foosball table?
They used to play card games a lot, but nothing like that. No foosball, no ping pong, nothing like that.
I mean, card games is, I would feel harmless. Why? They're in that locker room pretty long.
Yeah. Frustrates me when I get that, Bill.
Yeah, I mean, I got excited for a little bit, Todd. And then you kind of let me down with that news.
Yeah, well, that's what you get, man. But hey, so the Steelers, for all Patriot fans out there, mark this date, okay? Because we're going to track the Steelers pre- and post-ping pong, all right? They're 0-4 pre-ping pong. Post-ping pong, what's the record going to be, Bill? We'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, who knows?
They're taking it serious now, man. It's all serious business.
I picked the Steelers as a playoff team, too, so I'm not very happy with them either. Steelers and the Falcons and the Giants. All three of those teams, bums.
Steelers, 0-4. Everyone in their division is 3-2.
Yeah, that's crazy. The Browns are better than them.
The Browns.
We're going to take a quick break here on Football Nation. 855-728-7500. You can email us your fantasy questions, or if you want to talk about the Pats and the Saints matchup, webradio at patriots.com. Other than that, we're going to give you a Week 6 preview as we run down the best and worst matchups for this weekend. Stay tuned. That's coming up next right here on patriots.com radio.
Todd DeVries and Bill Enright bring you the latest trends from the NFL on Football Nation.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop. Dine. Enjoy.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
The word off-season doesn't exist in the NFL. Maybe for hot dog vendors and groundskeepers, but not for teams or players or fans. When the goal every year is winning it all, the road begins to be paved in February. Because there are holes that need to be filled, weights that need to be lifted, and next levels that need to be reached. Keep up with your favorite team with coverage of NFL Network 24/7 on NFL Mobile. Always having your passions with you? That's powerful. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile from Verizon. Airtime and messaging rates may apply. Coverage not available everywhere. Available on select smartphones. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. 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 1-800-MY-SEATS.
The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store. Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
You know that celebration dance? The I just got a heck of a deal on awesome entertainment, so let's dance, dance? You probably haven't done it in a while, so here's a reason to. Now until September 3rd, when you sign up for 100% fiber optic Verizon Fios, you can take your entertainment to the next level with America's fastest, most reliable internet. Switch to a Fios Triple Play online for just $79.99 a month for 12 months and get your choice of a $300 Amazon.com gift card or a $300 Visa prepaid card with a 2-year agreement. Plus, get a high-speed wireless router at no additional charge. You won't get that with cable. And that's an entertainment deal worth dancing about. So hurry. This great summer deal ends September 3rd. Visit gottogetfios.com and upgrade today. Technology that makes life more entertaining. That's powerful. Price is $89.99 a month for months 13 to 24. Rate may increase after 2 years. Verizon Visa prepaid card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Amazon.com is not a sponsor of this promotion. Restrictions apply. Fios available in select areas. Offer for new customers subscribing to a triple play bundle online with a 2-year agreement and ends 9/3/13. Taxes, fees, RSN fee, and other terms apply. Visit Verizon.com/Amazon for details.
Headlines, stats, fantasy previews, and more right here on Football Nation.
Hey, welcome back to Football Nation. Bill Enright here with Todd DeVries and our esteemed producer Kevin Collins, about to take you through the Week 6 schedule from around the NFL. You heard us talk about the Pats and the Saints game. We're going to save our predictions for a little bit later in the show. But if you want to give us your predictions for the game, feel free to give us a call, 855-728-7500. You can also email us, webradio at patriots.com. That same number for any fantasy football-related questions. And we're already getting some emails, guys. So what do you say we jump to some of these preview some of these matchups for Week 6, and then we'll get into some fantasy football advice.
Sounds good, my friend. Well, do we want to get into the Patriots-Saints? Save that for later. We already talked about it quite a bit.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of already broke that game down. All of us seem to agree that if it's over 24 points for either team, it looks like the Saints are going to walk away with it. I'm not so sure about that yet, but I'm going to save my prediction for later.
All right, we'll save that. So let's go into the other games.
All right.
Tonight's game first, Bill.
Yeah.
All right, let's just get that thing out of the way. All right?
Sure.
Yet another Thursday night stink bomb.
Yes.
And this one actually looked good on paper preseason.
Yeah, it did. And some of the Thursday night games have looked good. So, for instance, on paper, they have looked good. And, you know, last week's game, the Bills and the Browns, didn't look good on paper, didn't look good the day of, and it turned out to be a pretty good game.
Yeah, decent.
Yeah.
Decent game. I mean, the only problem with the game is that does anyone believe either of those two teams are going to go anywhere? Like, what were they playing for? I don't believe in those two teams. Do you?
No, of course. No, not at all.
Yeah, so that's the only downer with that one.
Right.
So who do you got tonight then, Bill? I'm taking the Bears to win by double digits.
I'm taking the Bears to win against straight up, not against the spread.
Okay. All right. Any other breakdown there? I mean, basically the Bears should have their way on offense. They should score 30 plus. And it's going to be up to Eli to get his act together and get his offensive lines act together, give him some time to throw so he's not throwing picks all over the place.
How's this?
Looking terrible.
How's this for a little bit of a breakdown? The Bears' defense scores more points than the Giants' offense tonight. Defense and special teams.
If that's the case, how are they going to keep it within 7?
I said they're going to win straight up.
Okay. All right.
Oh, do I think the Bears are going to win against the spread?
Yeah, you said earlier that you thought they weren't going to win against the spread.
I'm changing my mind.
Yeah, Yeah, if their defense is scoring more than the offense of the Giants, then I would think that that would be the case.
I want it to get a little bold here. So, yeah, I'm going to go with the Bears win against the spread as well.
All right, there you go. All right, moving on. Let's talk about – I'm going to break it down from a fantasy standpoint, though. Why don't we do that? Let's take it from the fantasy dream matchups.
Okay? All right.
This one's pretty tasty. You got the Green Bay Packers and the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah, so I kind of like this game. I think it's two of the highest-paid quarterbacks in the NFL. Aaron Rodgers and Joe Flacco, both of them got big-time extensions this offseason.
Yep.
So you'd expect them to, you know, be on top of their games right now. But Aaron Rodgers is really the only quarterback playing well in this matchup. Joe Flacco, we remember him with the 5 interceptions against the Buffalo Bills. Now, they did have a nice win against the Miami Dolphins last week. So this matchup intrigues me. I think you know, anytime the defending Super Bowl champs are playing against a team like the Packers or a quarterback caliber of Aaron Rodgers, it should be exciting.
You surprised that the Ravens are 3-2?
No, I'm not. It's really tough. It's really difficult to defend your championship in the NFL. I think the last 6 teams to win the Super Bowl haven't made the playoffs the following year. So. Or they haven't won their first round playoff matchup. So no, I'm not surprised the Ravens are struggling a little bit. They lost to Ray Lewis, the leadership position. No more Anquan Boldin. Dennis Pitta's out. So yeah, a lot of things went wrong for them this offseason.
All right, we already talked about the Saints and the Patriots as a potential fantasy dream matchup. The potential's there. There's no doubting that, right? We just aren't sure if the Patriots are going to hold up their end of the bargain. Moving on to the NFC East, the Redskins and the Cowboys. Now, there is a game with some serious fantasy firework potential.
Yeah, you're drooling all over this matchup if you have any of these guys on your roster. Romo, RG3, Alfred Morris, DeMarco Murray, Dez Bryant, Pierre Garçon, Jason Witten, and maybe even Jordan Reed gets in on the action. So this one has, to me, fantasy delight written all over it. Sunday night matchup, football night in America. Let's end Sunday's game with a lot of action. I think that's what the NFL gave us with this one.
I'm loving that. And we knew this, by the way. We always break down how they kind of the Thursday nights versus the Sunday nights versus the Monday nights. The Sunday night games are clearly the best week in and week out. Clearly.
Absolutely.
You know, NBC got the good end of the deal there. I mean, that's just another – it seems like every week, Bill, we bash the Thursday night games, and the Sunday night, you know, matinee is the best in town. I mean, that's just a great game to end the weekend with.
I think so, too. I think it's going to be a lot of,
and everyone either loves or hates the Cowboys.
Right.
You know? Yeah. So whether – even if you have – even Patriots fans out there that have nothing, you know, to care about less about this game because it doesn't affect the Patriots at all, you know, more than likely you probably don't like one of these teams.
So, yeah, I think so, too.
All right.
The Cowboys are like Notre Dame of the NFL. You either love them or you hate them. There's no in-between.
Exactly. Here's another one. Monday night. Monday night gets a good one this week, Bill. How about the Colts and the Chargers?
You know, I like this matchup a lot, Todd. I'm very surprised. Well, I shouldn't say I'm very surprised. I'm a little surprised that the Colts are really this good. I mean, they beat the Seahawks. They beat the their only losses to the Miami Dolphins, which is a little bit of a head scratcher. But two big time victories for the Colts. Oh, they went to San Francisco.
They crushed the Niners.
In San Francisco, right. That was a big win for them, too. Now they're going to San Diego to play against the Chargers. I'm expecting the Colts to come out on top in this one as well. But I like this matchup on Monday night. I do.
It's a great matchup. And, the Colts have – you're right. They've played a challenging schedule. I mean, the Dolphins are – you know, they're not a pushover. They beat the Dolphins. They lost the Dolphins. Like you said, the Niners and Seattle, they beat two of the cream of the NFC crop.
Yeah.
Now they get San Diego in an entertaining, which should be an entertaining game, and then next week they get Denver at home before a bye week.
And that's on a Sunday night too.
That's another Sunday night.
It's another Sunday night game.
Oh, and by the way, after their bye week, they're on Sunday night again.
Really? Two out of the last three?
Yeah.
Or two out of the next three, I should say.
Yeah, two in a row for them, but they have a bye week sandwich in between.
Right. So we'll have another game.
Their next three games are prime time.
Hey, you know, they deserve it, and everyone wants to see what Andrew Luck's made of, so they're giving them some primetime action.
I'll take it one step further.
Yeah.
4 of their next 5 are in primetime.
Really?
Yeah, they have a Thursday night game, November 14th, against the Titans. So they have 4 of their next 5 games are primetime, baby.
Against the Titans, that's lame.
So it's Thursday. Of course it's lame.
Yeah, you're right.
Look at the Sundays against Denver, and then Thursday, you know, it's the way these scheduling gods work, Bill.
Yep.
The last fantasy dream matchup, and it's really a one-sided one, Bill. Well, maybe not. Maybe not. Broncos, Jaguars.
And I think it's on the other side, Todd. I don't think it is a lopsided one. I think even the Jaguars playmakers, specifically Cecil Shorts and Justin Blackmon, could get a lot of garbage time points in this game. Because the Broncos, we think, are going to either jump out to an early lead or have a consistent lead throughout the game, which will force Chad Henne and the Jaguars into passing mode. So that can only be good news if you plan on using Cecil Shorts or Justin Blackmon.
28-point spread. Kevin, if you haven't nodded off yet, what do you
still
think?
Still
are they going to – what's the score in this game?
I think I picked point the Jags spread, to buddy. Cover.
I'm taking the Jags, too.
I just think it's – I think Denver's going to take their foot off the pedal a little bit.
I agree.
Why would they do that?
They're going to get up. They're going to get up and cruise.
You don't think Peyton Manning wants to shatter every passing record?
No, I think they want to win the game, get in the reps they need to get in, and stay healthy and get the heck out of there.
Yep. They've got the Colts next week.
But again, just one man's opinion.
Telling you, Bill, it's going to be 30-something to
10, 13.
10, 13, 14, 17, something like that.
Yeah. You think the Jaguars make it look a little bit closer than it really
is? They lose by 20 instead of 29.
You know, I never thought I'd see a higher point spread a couple weeks ago when the Jaguars were playing the Seattle Seahawks in Seattle. It was 19. But little did I know that the Jags would be playing against the Broncos 2 weeks later. So here we are, 28-point spread, the biggest one I've ever seen in the NFL, maybe the biggest one ever in history. I don't know, guys. I think if it's 28 points, the Broncos win by 28 or more.
So you think they're gonna win by 29 or more?
Yep, yep.
Give me a score. You're terrible with math, so I'm interested to see if you can produce a score in your head that beats that spread.
Well,
you can't say 29-0 either.
No. If I give I'm going to give the Jaguars 14 points. Okay. So whatever 28 plus 14 is.
42.
Broncos will win 44-14.
44-14.
Mm. Yep.
Okay.
Listen, hey, just because Peyton Manning comes out of the game doesn't mean that the Broncos won't be able to score if they just hand the ball off to Ronnie Hillman, Monte Ball, and Knowshon Moreno. Or if the Jaguars punt it and Trindon Holliday starts running back punt returns. There's other ways the Broncos can get into the end zone that don't necessarily rely on Peyton Manning if they're already up by 3 touchdowns. So that's kind of what I'm going with here.
All right. I'll be interested to see if betting extraordinaire Floyd Mayweather throw some money down on this game.
Well, I mean, if you're on Team Money or whatever the Money Team, if you're a part of that little gang, then you're probably thinking about making a bet or two this weekend based on what Pretty Boy does. Or no, he doesn't go by Pretty Boy anymore, does he?
No,
he doesn't. I don't think he likes that.
No, he doesn't like that anymore. Don't say that anymore, Bill. I don't want to get hurt.
Well, luckily, Todd, I am part of TMT, and I made a mistake, and he'll, you know, instead of Justin Bieber next time, it's going to be Bill Enright walking him out to the ring. Bill Enright and Miley Cyrus, who Kevin doesn't realize is the same person as Hannah Montana.
Yeah, I'm not with the uptake.
No, you don't keep your ears to the string like Todd does. That's all right.
Yeah.
Anyway.
What are the next group of games, Bill? What do we got?
All right, so the Bengals versus the Bills, Todd. I didn't know if I wanted to put this one as a fantasy dream. After seeing what the Bengals did to the Patriots, I don't think anyone on the Bills you're really kind of confident in, other than maybe Fred Jackson. Think about it. Thaddeus Lewis is the quarterback for the Bills this weekend?
From?
Oh, I have no idea.
Duke.
Really?
What's Duke?
Oh, a lot of NFL prospects coming out of Duke.
Sure.
Yeah, this ain't the NBA. My point is, they skipped over Jeff Toole time. It shows how bad he was.
That's a smart move, because he stinks.
Yeah, I'm totally with you. Stevie Johnson is a game-time decision. Coach Doug Marone doesn't know if he's going to be in action. C.J. Spiller, as we referenced earlier, is still walking around the locker room with a little bit of a limp. So Fred Jackson, to me, is the only one worth even starting from the Buffalo Bills. Now, if you look at the Bengals, I like Giovanni Bernard. I like the law firm Ben Jarvis Green Ellis. I like A.J. Green a lot. So, you know, the Bengals I like. The Bills, not so much.
And for Roger Goodell, I know he listens to the show.
Like, yes.
You can't miss it, right?
No, can't.
Yeah, you know, they're talking about expansion and playing more games overseas, more travel, a longer regular season, expanded playoffs, more games.
Oh, I saw that. Expanded playoffs. What's up with that?
My point is, two words. Thaddeus Lewis. All right? Well, there's not enough quarterbacks to go around in this league, Bill.
Oh, I hear what you're saying.
Jeez. Look at the slop that's out there.
I hear what you're saying.
We've got Matt Castle's like the savior now in Minnesota.
Right.
Blaine Gabbert is in this league.
You know, I think you're talking about the bottom five or six teams in the NFL.
Yeah, get rid of them.
All right, so right now 12 teams make the playoffs. You wouldn't be opposed to 14 teams?
Don't mess with a good thing.
Yeah.
Do not mess with this. Why are they messing with this or considering messing with this?
Well, because a good thing can always be a better thing.
Well, money, it's all money. It's an extra game or two, which is an extra zillion dollars in the bank. That's why they're doing it, but or considering it. Don't mess with this, please. We can talk about this later. Let's get through these. Let's blow through these previews.
Yeah, sure.
How about the Lions and the Browns, Bill? What do we make of this one?
This one, it would have been a fantasy delight for me if, you know, Trent Richardson was still on the Browns, if we knew Calvin Johnson was going to play, if Brian Hoyer was still in action. But right now, Brandon Whedon is throwing the ball to Josh Gordon and Jordan Cameron. So I'm a little bit concerned about those two playmakers. Reggie Bush had a really down game last week, and I think a lot of it had to do with Calvin Johnson not taking pressure off that front seven. You know, you play a little bit closer to the line of scrimmage when you know Calvin Johnson isn't running routes down the field. So if Calvin's in, I think that does wonders for Matthew Stafford, obviously, but it also does a lot for Reggie Bush. If Calvin's out, I mean, what are the Lions put up 3 points last week, 6 points? I don't even know if they got into the end zone.
No, I don't think they did.
Yeah, so, you know, this game's another one. The Browns' defense is legit. I kind of said that last week. If Calvin's not playing, I'd be worried about this game.
Poor Browns fans. Bill, I'm telling you, they're going to go 6-10, and their whole little, you know, tank for Teddy, it's going to backfire.
Well, Todd, keep in mind they do have two first-round picks.
So?
Well, so they can use them. I'm not saying that maybe they don't get Teddy Bridgewater, but maybe they get, I don't know, another quarterback, A.J. McCarron, Johnny Manziel.
Johnny Manziel in Cleveland.
Yeah, I don't think that would work out
too
much.
That just doesn't roll off the tongue at all.
No, where does Johnny need to go? He needs to go somewhere where there's...
Remember, Jerry Maguire, you know, surfer ski coach. That's Manziel. He needs to surfer ski. That's what he needs.
Yeah, he needs to go somewhere with at least one or more nightclubs.
He needs to land in Dallas, Texas, baby.
No, why?
Yeah.
Why?
Backup Romo? Jerry Jones. Another bonehead move by Jerry Jones? How about Houston, Texas?
That's not a bad one.
You got to have somebody that's going to embrace his style of play. I mean, he's not an NFL, you know, prototypical guy at all.
Right.
So I don't want to – we're jumping off tangent again, Bill.
Yeah, that's
right. What we do here. Another game to get into, Eagles-Bucks, Bill. The Bucks defense is better than you think. The offense is in mud. They got a rookie. Here's another quarterback to – you got to love. Mike Glennon is a starting NFL quarterback in this league. Bill? Glennon.
I'm a little bit worried about Vincent Jackson because of Glennon. I actually think Doug Martin will have a really good game this week. But Vincent Jackson was drafted as a very solid wide receiver two, maybe a low-end wide receiver one if you're in a 12-team league. And right now, I don't know if he's going to be able to get there, even though the matchup is so tasty for him. But Glennon just could be the interference there.
Yep. Mike Glennon, NFL quarterback.
We should start doing it. Let's keep going.
Fantasy nightmares, Bill. We talked about the Giants and the Bears. How about the Rams and the Texans? Good Lord. Will the Rams deliver a playmaker of any kind?
No,
I mean, they just tease us with Tavon Austin 1 week, then they tease us with Jared Cook 1 week.
Yeah.
Austin Pettis is the hot name right now.
Right,
Austin freaking Pettis. Give me a break.
And, you know, now Zach Stacy, the rookie from, what, Vanderbilt? Yeah, and now he's the starting quarterback. So I think the Houston Texans, I said quarterback. The Houston Texans, I think they do get back on track or at least win a game. I don't know if they're getting back on track, but they are going to win this game. I think J.J. Watt and company have a field day against Sam Bradford, and I'm expecting Arian Foster and maybe a little bit of sprinkle in Ben Tate to just have a monster day. Over 200 yards rushing combined between Tate and Foster this weekend.
Lean on the running game and take the ball out of the hands of Mr. Pick Six.
Yeah, right. Don't allow Matt Schaub to win or lose you the game. Just win the game through Arian Foster.
So if you're a fly on the wall in the Houston Texans meeting room this week, Bill, the offensive meeting room.
Yeah.
And do you think that you might hear Kubiak say, guys, the game plan this week is, Matt, you're only going to throw the ball four times.
Right. Yeah, he's probably saying, how many times can we give Arian Foster the ball to keep him healthy enough to play the rest of the season? Yeah.
All right, next game, Bill, Panthers and Vikings. Going, are you still ham for Cam?
Not going ham for Cam, although this weekend he may have a pretty good game because the Vikings defense, they're bad in the passing defense and they're bad rushing defense. So Carolina Panthers actually should technically on paper be able to blow out the Vikings this weekend. Love the front seven of the Panthers. I think Matt Castle is like a statue in the pocket. They should have a lot of sacks. Cam Newton should have no problem picking apart and running all over this Vikings defense. But if the Vikings take a little bit of a piece of the playbook from the Texans, they just hand the ball off to Adrian Peterson 30 times a game, then who knows what can happen.
Are they going to give the ball to their star rookie, Cordarrelle Patterson, or is that just...
Just a decoy. They'd rather give it to old man Greg Jennings, who's probably doing another Old Spice commercial as we speak.
I bet the ad exec that hired Greg Jennings over at Old Spice has been
fired. Yeah, definitely. I saw another one. I don't know who it was, but I think it was another commercial. It wasn't Old Spice, but I was like, how did he get chosen to do a commercial? Like, there's 1,500 players in the NFL. There's probably 400 or 300 stars, legit stars. Like, I don't know who it was, but I'm looking at it. I was like, how did he get involved in an NFL commercial? It just boggles my mind sometimes.
Yeah, I have no idea. Cordarrelle Patterson, Bill, 9 targets on the season. 9.
That's such a shame, Todd, because
one rushing attempt.
I mean, he is the playmaker in the passing game, and I don't know if he's just too raw at this point, can't run the passing tree, or the route tree. I'm shocked by that. I'm shocked.
Next fantasy nightmare. How about the Raiders and Chiefs?
We love Jamaal Charles. We hate Dwayne Bowe. We love what Terrell Pryor's been doing. We hate Darren McFadden. So this game is, you know, a little bit back and forth in terms of who, you need to be careful of who you're starting from this matchup.
Chiefs have a pretty good defense too, Bill, so the Raiders are going to have a hard time moving the ball.
Yep, totally.
Steelers and Jets, the next game. This one is toilet bowl. I mean, this is terrible.
If you're using the New York Jets defense, that might be the only player that is worth starting in this game. Le'Veon Bell, we saw him in action a couple weeks ago. He had 2 touchdowns, but the Jets defense is really good up front. Maybe Antonio Brown, but I think Antonio Cromartie is going to do a good job of shutting him down. I wouldn't be surprised if this game ended up being, you know, 16-13.
Who do you think is going to win this game?
I think the Jets win at home. Even without ping pong in the locker room, Todd,
I'm telling you, the Steelers are going to be rejuvenated. There'll be no more ping pong on the brain. They're going to win this game. They're going to beat the Jets. They're going to be undefeated post ping pong, Bill.
I would love. There had to be an incident there, Todd. Right? He didn't just walk into the locker room and say, "Get rid of this ping pong table. There's no more ping pong."
Maybe they're playing beer pong.
There had to be an incident and something.
Beer
pong, or maybe someone threw the paddle at the trainer or a teammate. There had to be some kind of incident. I would love to know what it is.
At the trainer?
Yeah, I don't know.
Take this, trainer.
No. Imagine, like, the trainer is just, like, awesome at ping pong, and, like, the Steelers players are, like, professional athletes. And, you know, the towel boy is just kicking everyone's butt in ping pong. And that's why Tomlin, you know, it was hurting teams' morale. The towel boy was just taking names and just knocking people off at ping pong that it was depressing the team so much that they had to get rid of the table.
telling you, Bill, Patriot Nation will be happy because the Jets are losing and the Steelers are going to win their first game of the year.
All right, we'll see.
Next game, Titans and Seahawks, Bill.
Oh, boy. Seahawks are in for quite a disappointment. They've been playing pretty well, and they lost last week, but Ryan Fitzpatrick didn't do terribly. He had a couple turnovers, but, you know, the first three drives, I believe they scored. And Chris Johnson had a couple of nice runs, and he had a reception for a touchdown. But, you know, it's just game over before it even starts when you're playing in Seattle. That team is just that good. When they're playing at home, you got to give a high five to that fan base for making that place impossible to win in if you're a visiting team.
That's one of those games, Bill, where I may not see a highlight from that game until, like, Tuesday, because that's just a game that I'm just not going to pay any attention to at all, zero. That's a terrible, terrible football game.
And it's such a shame because the Seahawks and the Colts was such a great game last week. And then to have the Seahawks just not even on the radar this week because they're just going to roll right over the Titans. To me, I like watching Marshawn Lynch and I like watching Russell Wilson, but I'm with you. I don't expect to see that game on the red zone much.
Last one, Cardinals, 49ers.
Oh, boy, the NFC West. The 49ers are a big-time disappointment at this point in the season. I know they are coming off two wins here. They beat the Rams on Thursday night, and they beat the Texans last week. So can Colin Kaepernick get on track here? I mean, the 49ers offense is just terrible if it's not for Frank Gore and that rushing attack. There's nothing going on in that passing game. I haven't seen Colin Kaepernick run for more than 10 yards this season. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if they're telling him not to run the football, but I drafted Colin Kaepernick in a few leagues, and he's one of my biggest disappointments thus far.
Yeah, not well. I mean, not good at all. It's long. He does have a 28-yarder, Bill.
One rush for 28 yards?
Yeah.
When was that?
Seattle. That was thumped.
That was pretty much their entire offense that game.
Yeah, he had 87 yards that game. Other than that, he hasn't rushed for more than 22 in any game.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just a shame for me because I was so impressed of what he did last year. I thought that the team made a really smart decision getting rid of Alex Smith when you have a guy like Colin Kaepernick. You know, most teams don't have that luxury. But here we are, Colin Kaepernick, big-time disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what do you say we take a break, Todd? When we return, more of your emails, more of your telephone calls. Call in now while we're on break, and we'll jump right to you when we get back. 855-728-7500. Otherwise, web radio, patriots.com. Your fantasy football lineup advice for week 6. That's coming up next here on Football Nation. You're listening to patriots.com radio.
This is Football Nation.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochet. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
The word off-season doesn't exist in the NFL. Maybe for hot dog vendors and groundskeepers, but not for teams or players or fans. When the goal every year is winning it all, the road begins to be paved in February. Because there are holes that need to be filled, weights that need to be lifted, and next levels that need to be reached. Keep up with your favorite team with coverage of NFL Network 24/7 on NFL Mobile. Always having your passions with you? That's powerful. Call Star NFL to download NFL Mobile from Verizon. Airtime and messaging rates may apply. Coverage not available everywhere. Available on select smartphones. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether the sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store. Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
You know that celebration dance? The I just got a heck of a deal on awesome entertainment, so let's dance dance? You probably haven't done it in a while, so here's a reason to. Now until September 3rd, when you sign up for 100% fiber optic Verizon Fios, you can take your entertainment to the next level with America's fastest, most reliable internet. Switch to a Fios triple play online for just $79.99 a month for 12 months and get your choice of a $300 Amazon.com gift card or a $300 Visa prepaid card with a 2-year agreement. Plus, get a high-speed wireless router at no additional charge. You won't get that with cable. And that's an entertainment deal worth dancing about. So hurry. This great summer deal ends September 3rd. Visit gottogetfios.com and upgrade today. Technology that makes life more entertaining. That's powerful. Price is $89.99 a month for months 13 to 24. Rate may increase after 2 years. Verizon Visa prepaid card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Amazon.com is not a sponsor of this promotion. Restrictions apply. Fios available in select areas. Offer for new customers subscribing to a triple play bundle online with a 2-year agreement and ends 9/3/13. Taxes, fees, RSN fee, and other terms apply. Visit Verizon.com/Amazon for details.
The champ is here. Here's a dose of fantasy football from ffchamps.com.
Hey, welcome back to Football Nation on patriots.com radio. That's right, it is time for a little bit of fantasy football updates. We're going to help everyone set your lineups for week 6. 855-728-7500 is the phone number. Web radio at patriots.com is the email address. Todd, what do you say we jump over to the phone lines, help out as many people as we can?
Sure, man. Let's hear from the people.
Let's go to Mike in Rhode Island. What's going on, Mike? How can we help you this week?
What's going on, man? I called last week. I'm starting to panic. Going through games, good. My wide receiver is still killing me.
And it's all right. What happened?
Great. Well, I found a guy who needs running back, and he's got a ton of wide receivers. I sent you guys an email with both of our rosters. And
okay.
I have a few ideas of trades that I want to throw out there, and I'm going to see if they'll bite on.
All right, sounds good. Run it down.
First one, right now I have an offer on the table to Lamar Miller and to Michael Finley for A.J. Green and Vernon Davis. I don't know if he's going to bite. I'm kind of blown away because I don't really buy much of the projections, but Yahoo actually has the Michael Finley projected to do more the rest of the year than Vernon Davis.
wait. So you're going to give up Lamar Miller and JerMichael, and you're going to get AJ Green and Vern?
I don't know if he's going to go for it. But
he's not going to go for that.
Yeah, unless he's really, you know, silly.
He's got a ton of wide receivers that he's got guys on his bench that I would be plugging in every week.
Who else does he have?
Brian Hartline, Mike Wallace, Darius Heyward-Bey. That's his lineup. That's his team.
He's got Andre Johnson. He's got Steve Smith.
Right, Steve Smith, right. Torrey Smith, too. Why don't you try to go after Vernon Davis? And listen, I don't think he's going to do that trade. I mean, you're more than – obviously, you should try to do it. I always try to go after the drugular first,
sure,
and then, you know, work your way down a little bit. So that makes sense. You know, AJ Green for Vernon
–
I would settle on Torrey Smith. Start with AJ Green, settle on Torrey Smith.
Would you do Lamar Miller for Torrey Smith straight up?
Yeah, I mean, you have LeSean McCoy and Doug Martin on your team, right?
Yeah.
Andre Ellington, Shane Vereen coming back in a couple weeks. That's your only two running backs, all right? McCoy and Martin, really, and other than Ellington. I don't know if you can do that. I mean, why don't you get – all right, so he's starting Eli Manning. Why don't you give up Andrew Luck? Andrew Luck and JerMichael Finley for Torrey Smith and maybe – I don't know. Maybe he'll throw you Vernon Davis.
I think he only has Eli in because he hasn't set his lineup yet. He has Robert Griffin III, too.
Oh, right. I see that. He does have RG3. Right. I didn't see that before. I don't know, man. Todd, Lamar Miller's his number three running back. LeSean McCoy and Doug Martin, 1-2 punch. But after that, he's only got Andre Ellington and Bryce Brown.
Mm. Yeah.
Why is he killing me?
Mike, is it a full-point PPR?
Yeah, it's PPR league.
All right. I mean, you have Keenan Allen and Danny Amendola. I like both of those guys a lot going forward. I don't like the idea of starting Julian Edelman, and I think Steve Johnson, I agree, he's killing you. Tavon Austin, what a letdown he's been. Edelman was good when Amendola was out. The Keenan Allen pickup will surprise you. I wouldn't do so much here. Do you think you can get I mean, what, man. That last flex spot you can use a tight end. Is Garrett Graham available on the waiver wire?
He is. Let me give you a quick rundown of the best guys available there.
Yeah.
Emmanuel Sanders, Jerome Simpson, Nate Washington, Robert Woods, Austin Pettis, Jeremy Curley, Leonard Hagerson, Terrence Williams, those are the wide receivers. Garrett Graham and Charles Clair out there. Marcel Reese is available, Ronnie Hillman, Donald Brown, Rashad Jennings.
All right. So JerMichael Finley is probably one of my least favorite fantasy football players of all time. He's on my perennial doghouse list. I would try to dump him. You have Tony Gonzalez. Both Todd and I agree that Gonzalez's value is going to go up going forward with Julio Jones being out. I like Garrett Graham a lot in the full-point PPR. I think you can plug him in instead of Julian Edelman this week, and that'll help you out a lot. Maybe you use Edelman in for Stevie Johnson, who right now doesn't look like he's going to play. But as for this trade, I just don't see it helping you because I think you may need – who are you going to play when LeSean McCoy's on a bye? You going to play Andre Ellington? You might need Lamar Miller that week.
All right.
I think I let
you
down.
Who would you dump for Garrett Graham?
You can dump Tavon Austin.
Over Edelman?
I would keep Edelman only because you have Amendola. Anna has a keeper thing next to his name. I guess it is some kind of keeper league.
Yeah.
You started off with Peyton and Edelman, huh? Dude, why isn't Peyton carrying your team?
What's that?
How is Peyton
manning? Look at last week. Lamar Miller put up a point and a half. Luckily, I benched Stevie Johnson, but it didn't really matter because I had – the last week I picked up LeGarrette Blount.
Right.
Based on your advice, by the way.
Hey, listen. Whoa. Take it easy there, dude. Ridley was out. Brandon Bolin re-aggravated his knee injury. It was raining, pouring. You'd think Blount would do some action. I mean, I'm not out there playing, dude.
And Amendola playing, and it completely hosed my team.
I just don't know.
I'm barely losing.
What's your record now?
3-2 now. I started 3-0 and now I'm 3-2.
All right, so you lost the last two. Listen, with McCoy and Martin, I think Martin's going to really turn it up going forward. His schedule, I love it. McCoy is going to stay the same. I love the addition of Keenan Allen. I think Amendola, as he gets healthier, he's going to be a PPR machine, and Peyton Manning is capable of carrying this roster. I don't know if you need to do that trade. I'd like to see you get Garrett Graham onto your lineup. Drop Tavon Austin. Austin Pettis is from the Rams, and he's doing better. He's available in your league anyway. And I would bench Stevie Johnson. Maybe you put in Edelman and go with Garrett Graham in the flex. But I'm not doing that trade because I don't like – you're going to need running back depth down the stretch.
Okay.
All right, Mike, appreciate the phone call.
Thanks, guys.
Bill.
Yeah.
He's 3-2.
It's not like he had a terrible game or a terrible team. You know, he started out 3-0, so now he's a little bit frustrated that he lost the last two, which is very understandable.
Right.
You know, but with Peyton Manning on your roster, you have to think that it's okay that your second flex isn't up to par.
Right.
You know, that's where you make up the value. And Doug Martin was on a bye last week, so that was tough for him. Already, he was talking about LeGarrette Blount not performing. Well, he was going to give up his number three running back in this trade just to get a slight upgrade at wide receiver. I wouldn't have done that.
Right. All right.
Emails?
Oh, boy. There's
webradiopatriots.com, 855-728-7500 is the phone number. Kevin, real quick, without going into your whole team and what happened, did you end up doing that trade on Tuesday? You did it.
Yes, sir.
Congratulations, man.
So break it down. What who'd you get? Who'd you give up?
So
tell the audience.
I gave up Marshawn Lynch, excuse me, Joe Flacco, Denarius Moore, and Stevie Johnson.
Yeah.
Not crazy about Stevie, especially with Buffalo's quarterback situation. I felt Denarius Moore's had a great season so far. He's far exceeded my expectations when I picked him up late in the draft, and I wanted to kind of move him high. Marshawn Lynch, obviously, a stud. Flacco's been a dud.
Right.
So I wanted to kind of round out my team a little bit. I've been really weak at quarterback because I planned on having Brady as kind of my stud quarterback. It's a must-start two-quarterback league.
Yeah.
So I ended up, for those four guys, I got Matthew Stafford, Willis McGahee, who the hell else did I get? Darren Sproles and Eric Decker.
Right. So we kind of were going back and forth about this trade because we didn't like all
PPR,
the players.
PPR, right? PPR?
PPR.
Right.
Yeah.
So it was basically when I broke it down, I mean, Stevie Johnson was sitting on my bench. Flacco right. should have been on my bench.
Denarius Moore is
my wide receiver three in this
exactly,
league. Exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm really giving up my third wide receiver and one of my two stud backs because I have Shady McCoy. You know, I'm really only giving up one impact player for
Marshawn.
For a top 10 quarterback right now in fantasy, Stafford.
And possibly a top 15 running back in the PPR league.
Yeah, and also Decker, who's been very consistent, which
Love
is
Decker.
Something that, you know, Stevie Johnson and Denarius Moore tend not to be. So
right.
I felt like I gained some stability with my roster.
That's why we told you to do the trade, man. You were
became,
the one dragging your feet like
yeah,
a little
I think,
girl.
I think I became a more well-rounded team in a team that's suited to win this year, definitely, for sure.
All right. So I'm glad you did that trade, Todd. Let's try to help out some other people that are looking to make some noise here in week six. Do you have the first email? You know, it's so hard.
Michael S. is my first email.
Michael S. is your first email? Let me try to jump on that same page as you. I'm going to search for Kevin. He's forwarding us all the emails, as we always appreciate. Michael S. is also the first email. All right, what do we got?
All right, he's 4-1.
Good job, Mike.
He's in a non-PPR. Who would you start? Three of the following, okay? Three of the following. Reggie Wayne, T.Y. Hilton, Jordy Nelson, Torrey Smith.
Three of the following. I'm going to go in a non-PPR. I'm going to go with T.Y., Jordy, and Torrey.
Okay. Running back two. You go Gio Bernard or Trent?
Half a PPR.
No PPR. None.
Oh, right. I'm sorry. Non-PPR. I'm going to go with Trent.
Last question for Michael S. Blackman is available. Would you pick him up over Amendola?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
I would not. What's the next question? Let's keep it going here.
Nick,
I'm on a roll. I'm on a roll.
This is Nick in PA, Bodog. Full point PPR, needs a little lineup help at tight end and flex, Bill. He has Rice and Martin in the running back slots, Brandon Marshall and Garcon in the wide receiver slots. At tight end, Vernon Davis, Heath Miller.
Vernon Davis.
In the flex, full point PPR, T.Y. Hilton, Austin Pettis, Terrence Williams, Marcel Reese.
T.Y.
I agree.
T.Y. Love my boy T.Y.
Yeah, he came through huge last week. Unfortunately, yes, nobody played him last week because, number one, he was coming off injury. Number two, Seahawks.
I played him.
You did?
Of course.
Of course. Listen to you.
He's my listen, he is, I have Andrew Luck, I have T.Y. Hilton, I have Dez Bryant, I have Tony Romo. Last week, I used Romo and Dez, but I had T.Y. in the flex because I was worried about C.J. Spiller. So even though Spiller had a good game, T.Y. had a better one.
Hmm. I forget, who was the guy that advised you to pick him up in your Dynasty League?
You did. You're the man when it comes. Hey, Todd, I give you credit all the time. You're the one that turned me on to T.Y., but now that he's on the Colts, he's my Dynasty League. I'm going to get his jersey. Love him. Love him.
White, are you going to get the white or the blue?
I don't know, man. I kind of, I'm feeling that blue with the white numbers.
I like the white.
You do?
I think they're sweet.
I got a lot of blue jerseys, so I might go with the white.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying there. 855-728-7500 is the phone number. We're going to our boy Avi in Miami. What's going on, man? How's the weather down there in Miami? You're making us a little jealous.
It's nice, man.
Not a surprise.
I'm from New England, though, so I'm spoiled right now.
Oh, okay. So what do you got for us this week?
All right, bro. So listen, I'm 2-3. I'm not doing too good. I got a couple questions regarding quarterback. I got Cam, and I got Matthew Stafford. Calvin Johnson might not play, but I might go with Cam just because of the Vikings.
Right.
That's one thing. And then, all right, so my running backs. I got Beast for RB1, and then I wasn't sure what I wanted to do for running back two. I have Ray Jackson, I have Ridley, and then I have D'Angelo Williams. What do you guys think?
Fred.
Who's RG1?
Marshawn Lynch.
RB1, Matt. Yeah, his first running back he set with Lynch. His RB2, he's looking at Fred Jackson, Ridley, or D'Angelo.
Yeah, Fred Jackson, definitely. And I'm going with Killer Cam over Matty Stafford this weekend. Even if Calvin Johnson plays, I'm still going with Newton.
Yeah, I was thinking. I mean, I like Fred, don't get me wrong. Fred, like, he's just a touchdown machine. I don't get a lot of yards from him, but I can't do that. I have to keep him. And then for receivers, which I think I got Demaryius Thomas for receiver one.
Okay.
And then I wasn't sure for receiver two. I got Amendola. I got Kendall Tompkins. Let's see what else I have. I got Gordon, Josh Gordon. I also have...
You only need two of these guys or one of them?
What's that?
One or two of these guys.
Okay.
No. I'm asking you, do you need one of these receivers or two of these receivers?
I need one.
No, all right, so
go ahead.
Demaryius Thomas is in.
Yeah.
We know that. And then to me, it's between Josh Gordon and Amendola. If it's a full point PPR, Amendola might get the slight edge, but I kind of like Josh Gordon this week. I'm leaning toward Gordon.
I also have Antonio Brown, too.
Nope. It's either between Gordon or Amendola, and I'm leaning toward Gordon.
Yeah. I know the Pats play the Saints and like a way to let Breeze not play at all is to run the ball with Ridley, and I was thinking maybe like just a balanced offense with Amendola.
So is it a full point PPR?
No, it's standard.
No, then definitely Gordon.
Gordon.
Not even close.
Go Demaryius Thomas and Gordon. That's solid, dude. That's real solid.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yep.
And then I picked up for tight end that dude from Houston.
Garrett Graham. I like him.
Yeah, I have him. I have Clay. I just dropped guy from Minnesota. He wasn't doing anything for me.
Kyle Rudolph. Yeah, he's a bum. At least right now, he is. Mostly right, because of the quarterback play.
Oh, one more question. What do you guys think for Splash then? If everything that I've said.
For what? Splash?
Ridley. Flex.
Oh, Flex. Ridley or Amendola, it comes down to, I guess.
Yeah, I'm watching calls with D. Williams right now. So I was thinking Ridley.
I wouldn't be too comfortable with Stephen Ridley right now. I'm looking at the practice report. I'm looking at the practice report from today. He was a – what was he, Kev? Ridley Stephen was a
– limited.
Limited participant on Wednesday, limited participant on Thursday with the knee. So I would go with Danny Amendola at this point.
So Danny, Gordon.
Demaryius.
And D. Thomas.
Yep, Marshawn right. Lynch and your other
and
running
then
back.
Cam.
And then Cam.
Yeah, I need this win. I'm fucking here, man.
All right, you'll be all right, dude. I mean, life is good down there in Miami. Get those positive vibes going with your fantasy team as well.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
No doubt. Good luck. We pretty much set his whole lineup there, Todd. He went from quarterback to running back to wide receiver to tight end.
You thought he was talking about RG1. Like,
I didn't
RG1 would be Robert Griffin's grandfather, right?
I was like, wait, am I missing out on something? Who is RG1? I'm like looking at my rankings for on FFChamps.com. I'm like, all right, who matches up RG1? RG, RG, RG. I'm like, Ray Rice. No, that's two R's. I'm like, Frank Gore. No, that's FG. I couldn't figure it out what he meant.
Well, you know, man, he was probably calling from the pool side down there in Miami.
He's probably got one of those waterproof phones.
He's got a tropical drink, a blue drink with an umbrella in it.
Yeah, man.
You know? So, you know, when he says flex, it sounds like splash. When he says RB1, it sounds like RG1, you know?
Yeah.
It's all good down there.
Life's good when you're in Miami.
All right.
Ask Mike Wallace on that $60 million contract. He's been producing.
Ugh. Think he's distracted down there or what?
Just a little bit.
All right, next one. Rocky, Bill. Did you see this email?
I love this email.
All right. Describe it to the audience. It's from Rocky.
I'm going to send out a tweet with this picture. So it's from Rocky, and he has a picture of Sylvester Stallone in his Rocky character. And on his hat, the brim of his hat, he has FF Champs, and then he has a little, like, cloud. What are those called? Thought clouds or?
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever it is. And it says, you. So that was pretty good. Very creative.
I like
it. That's how you get our attention.
Yes. So he's in a full point PPR league. He needs some lineup help, Bill. For RB2, okay, and flex. So he can grab two of these guys. He's got Le'Veon Bell against the Jets, Chris Johnson at Seattle, Brandon Bolden against the Saints, Ryan Matthews against the Colts, or Keenan Allen versus Indy. This is a full point PPR. So one of those guys has to be his RB2. Obviously, Keenan Allen can't be in that mix. And then the other one could be in a flex.
All right, so I'm going with Keenan Allen in the flex.
Yes.
Le'Veon Bell or Chris Johnson, to me, it's close.
I don't like either of them. Their matchups are terrible this week.
I know. But it's better than Bolden. It's better than Matthews. So that's why it's between those two for me. I'm going to go with Chris Johnson. More of a pedigree here.
I'm going to go Le'Veon Bell.
All right, we're split. Sorry, Rock.
Tight end, he's got Kobe Fleener or Heath Miller.
Boy. Well, if you're going with Le'Veon Bell, I don't think you're going to tell him to start two Steelers, right?
No, I'm going to go Fleener.
All right, I'm going to go Fleener, too.
I think Monday Night Football, you get a little tight end action going on there. I like that.
All right. Yeah, I'm here. Tight end action, yeah, I like it.
All right, next one is from Johnny H. in Corona, California, Bill.
Another place that's more beautiful than where we are.
Where I am right now, it's pouring rain and blustery and, you know, there's like trash blowing around.
It's
so miserable.
You know how I always know when it's like middle of October, late November, or early November? When we start doing this radio show in August, it starts at 4 o'clock, and the sun is like at its peak. Right now, it's 5:41 Eastern, and like the sun's going down already. It's like miserable outside. I start getting depressed. All my blinds are shut. I'm like in like a dark little hole. I like it when it's sunny and, you know, there's women in bikinis running around. And I need to move to Miami or wherever. Where's this guy from? California.
Johnny H. is from Corona, California.
Corona, and they got Coronas on tap everywhere. I mean, what's better than that?
Not much, my friend. All right, he's in a standard 12-man league.
Yeah.
Who should he start for his two running backs, two receivers, and a flex? Here are his running backs. Fred Jackson, C.J. Spiller, Jamal Charles. Pick two.
Definitely going with Charles, and I'm going to go with Fred Jackson.
Okay. Until wide receiver.
Wide
receivers, pick two. Brandon Marshall, Randall Cobb, Eric Decker, T.Y. Hilton, Julian Edelman.
Boy, that's a 12-team.
Now, again, he can pick one of these in the flex. He can put one in the flex, too. So you're basically picking three receivers, unless you want to put Spiller in the flex.
Marshall, Cobb, and Decker.
Yeah, you have to.
I'm leaving T.Y. on the bench.
Tough to do, but you have to, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. That's a good set of wide receivers, man.
Yeah, I mean, that team. That...
His last question is, what should he do with C.J. Spiller from here on out? He has a bye week coming up, and he wants to know if he should grab McGahee or Ridley.
Well, I this is kind of crazy, but I almost like McGahee a little bit more than Ridley at this point, because McGahee is really just a lone man in the backfield. Ridley, at best, is splitting it with two or three other guys.
Yeah. Well, right now, at this moment, McGahee. I would dump some garbage from your roster.
I'm not benching Spiller. I'm not dumping Spiller.
No. I mean, if you have to, you could dump Edelman in a non-PPR.
Right, because
I don't know who else his lineup is, if he has two defenses or two tight ends or whatever. But
listen, I know we're on Patriots Radio right now, and everyone may think I'm crazy for saying McGahee over Ridley. No one is more disappointed than me in Stephen Ridley this year in terms of fantasy football, because I had him as my number 10 running back heading into the season. All right, so listen, I'm not trying to bash a Patriots player here. I had high expectations for him. I loved what I saw out of him in 2012. He was a 1,200-yard rusher, 12 touchdowns. But this year, he just doesn't have it.
Totally agree. It's a shocking development. All right, moving on to Sven, your buddy Sven from Germany.
Ah, from Germany. All right.
All right. He has a Matt Stafford question. He's basically saying, should I bench Matt Stafford if Megatron doesn't play and put Joe Flacco in instead?
If Calvin Johnson's not playing, I am not starting Joe Flacco. I'm not starting Matthew Stafford.
You're going to start Flacco?
Yes. Against Packers? Sure.
Okay.
I feel good about
it. Now, what if Megatron does play?
Then I'm starting Stafford.
Okay.
Big difference.
He does mention that the FFChamps.com FFCPI, which is our player rankings, has Flacco one spot above Stafford at the moment.
And that will change if we know Calvin Johnson's playing.
Exactly. Yep.
You know, that's...
Why don't you go back home to your street malls and drink your Zimas and Smirnoff ices? Ooh-yah!
Kevin, I thought you were going to come up with a new German sound clip.
That's
for
Swedish,
for Sven.
Man. That's sweet. He's in Sweden. He's not German.
Really? Are you sure about that? Because I'm looking at the email and it says, best regards from Germany, Sven.
Well, Todd misread it then.
No, he didn't. He said Sven. He said Sven.
You
in
said
Germany.
Sven in Sweden. Absolutely.
No, he didn't. Rewind it. Rewind the tape.
Can't rewind it.
Why? Because we're live?
Yes.
All right. Well, I'll put $10 after the show. You go back and listen to it, and you'll be wrong.
I have nothing to say. I don't even
Todd,
know what I said.
Nothing for you.
I'm pretty. I'm staying out of it.
Anyway,
I'll split the commission.
We'll do it live. I'll write it, and we'll do it live.
Oh, I know what that's
thing
from.
Thing sucks.
That's from the O'Reilly Factor.
That's all I had to say.
Howard Stern plays that all the time.
And I'm G-chatting with the kid who's listening to the show, and he said, Todd said Sweden. Boom.
Well, that kid that's listening is clearly wrong.
He's clearly right.
Who are you G-chatting with?
I'm wheeling and dealing, making more fantasy trades.
Wheeling
are you in the league with kids?
Limousine riding. You know, Kevin G-chatted me the other day, and I just happened to have my email open, and my computer made a sound that I didn't even recognize.
He hacked your computer.
No,
it was
I didn't.
It was like this weird sound. I was like, what the heck is that?
Everyone uses GChat in the radio world.
I'm clicking all my different tabs, and then there I see a message from Kevin.
We use it all the time. I have all the other hosts that are on Patriots.com radio.
Skype is so much better.
You guys like Skype. They all like GChat.
Have they tried Skype?
Probably not.
Okay. Well, they might like Skype if
maybe
they try
I could introduce. You know, I'm just a man of the people. I make you prima donnas happy. You know, you want me to get Skype? I got Skype.
Do we have to take another break before the shower, or can we just power through it?
Breaks are for losers.
All right, Todd, next email. Let's get it.
All right, Chris F. Here's his lineup, Bill, and he wants to know who he should put in. Well, actually, okay. I'll just say this. Cutler or Brady?
Oh, boy.
Quarterback.
Brady.
Okay. Would you put James Jones or Edelman in for Alshon?
No.
Would you put Andre Johnson in for Alshon?
Nope.
Would you put Gates in for Orange Julius?
Nope.
All right. That's it for Chris F. then. He's good.
All right, Chris. That was a good one. Nice and quick. I like that.
Next one is Josh from Stratford, Connecticut.
Hey, Josh.
What? All right.
His window of opportunity is closing.
His window is closing this week with a very close projected matchup. Don't worry. No huge attachments. Okay. It's hard to read this one, my friend. He has Matt Schaub and Alex Smith as his QB. Who do you start?
Alex Smith.
Running back, Doug Martin, Frank Gore, Brandon Marshall, and D. Thomas as his wide receiver. Would you put Marino in at the flex?
Yes.
He picked up Garrett Graham at tight end. He was wondering, would you swap these receivers for my bench? He has Terrence Williams and Kembrell Tompkins on his bench.
For Brandon Marshall and Demaryius Thomas? What world is this?
Well, I guess the flex, Marino.
No. No,
he's probably talking about the flex.
I think his team is fine the way it is. Alex All Smith right. over Schaub, and then I like Martin, Gore, Marshall, Thomas, and Marino in at the wide receiver and running back spots.
You're all good, Josh. Looking
all
good.
All good, Josh. Good job.
All right, next one is from Dan in Virginia.
Hey, Dan.
He says, good day, Bill,
Todd. This is Australian guy. Usually calls in.
Yes.
He says, usually, Bill, Todd, and Kevin. I'm pretty sure he's Australian all the time, not just usually.
I meant to say he usually calls in.
Sorry, just making sure everyone's clear.
You didn't make sure everyone clear when Todd said Germany and not Sweden.
Said Sweden, I'm telling you. I'm going to go cut that thing up. I'm going to send it to you tonight.
That'll be the first time you ever did anything for this show post-production.
That is true.
I'm just playing.
That is true. It's also, in my defense, it's a pain in the balls to go back. And the way that they archive these things is just, it's not efficient at all. It's hard for me to go and get. We gotta get
Fred on top of that.
No, I can't, from in the studio, get the actual file that I'm archiving. I have to go all the way up to my desk and use another program to decode it. And then it's a huge, colossal pain in the balls.
That was great radio.
It's not fun.
All right. Dan in VA actually has some pretty interesting questions, guys.
What do you got?
This is for all three of us. He says, Bill, Todd, and Kevin, good day.
All right.
First one is just a football question, not fantasy. He says, how much of Atlanta and Houston's fizzling in the playoffs and under-delivering is the coach's fault? They're lacking a killer instinct. Maybe not a killer instinct, but Mike Smith and Kubiak seem to be missing something to put their teams over the top. What say you guys?
I agree with that. I mean,
Mike Smith, definitely.
No testicles.
Right. I think, Todd, you're right. Alex Smith, definitely. We look at the NFC Championship game last year. Mike Smith. The Falcons were up. They had a lead, and they lost the game at home because they didn't keep the offense moving the ball. They tried to play it safe, and they got caught. And I think the Texans are kind of approaching that territory as well.
See, I think that I'd take Kubiak over Mike Smith. Would you agree?
Yes. Not by much.
Not by much, but I think that he's done – he's maxed out the Texans. The Texans are maxed out. He's gotten everything he can get out of that team.
Yep.
I don't think Mike Smith has with Atlanta.
Falcons have more potential to be achieved.
I think so.
Okay.
All right. Now he's a fantasy question. Dan's question is, would you play Marty B, Martellus Bennett, tonight if he plays over Gates?
No, Gates is in the lineup.
All right. Question for Kevin. Kevin, are you playing Ridley this week?
I am not.
He's not.
He's on my bench.
Final question from Dan in Virginia.
I'm playing Sproles over Ridley, by the way, Dan.
Sproles over Ridley. Full PPR makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it does.
Last question, guys. Have Bill and Todd ever had an excellent adventure or bogus journey?
Todd, we've gone up to Gillette a few times, but we haven't. You missed out on the road trip to New Orleans.
Yeah, that would have been the only one I could think of.
Yeah, that was absolutely an excellent adventure.
Bill and I had an adventure when I had to put the call screener in the refrigerator. That was fun.
That was fun. Kevin kind of took me a tour.
Bill got
a behind the scenes
tour of how crazy my days are and why.
I'll tell you what, I was very impressed with Kevin's workload.
I don't have any hair left.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he's running around, yeah. Especially on game day, it's a lot of work.
But you guys need to go on an excellent adventure.
It's tough.
Well,
Todd's
you really
married.
Went bald there, didn't you?
If Todd wasn't locked down with the wife and kids, he would have came to
So you're blaming
last
it on
year.
Todd. I like it.
I'm always available to do something out of the ordinary and go on some kind of
Bill,
adventure.
Hey, Bill, we did have one excellent adventure.
What was it?
NFL
draft. The NFL draft. You're right.
That was awesome.
That I can't believe.
Except
I didn't
it was at a
that.
Place that's like 10 feet down the street from you.
Yeah, but so what, Kevin? Have you been to the draft?
I've been once, but not as a media member. Or
yeah, it's pretty cool, man.
It was fun.
It was pretty cool.
It was a good time.
Todd and I had a great time there. Yes, taking pictures with Les Miles, cheerleaders, Johnny Manziel.
Forget this. In the off season, you guys should go take like a European vacation and go see all the places Bill doesn't know, you know, where they are. Like Germany and Sweden.
The only reason why I've been to Europe, first of all, and it was to go on a skiing trip, and I kind of, you know, I'll go. No, I want to go to Italy, but other than that, I have no desire. My brother lived in Germany for 2 years, never went to visit him.
You can go visit our loyal listener, Al, in Italy. Go visit him.
Yeah, Italy is the only place I feel like.
Italy, and
you know, when I was younger, I used to want to go to Amsterdam just because, and now yeah, kind of.
See, I wouldn't mind Amsterdam. I got no desire to go to Italy. Just nothing. Yeah. Got nothing for you.
Not one.
France was cool this past
I've been to all those places.
He's a man. You're
what
old.
Was your Todd? What was your favorite?
My most underrated place that like I wasn't expecting anything was Bruges.
The heck's Bruges?
Belgium.
Okay.
Okay.
Awesome. It's
really?
Like a medieval place.
I don't speak pig Latin.
Beer everywhere. They speak a lot of English there, too.
That's good. I like places
that speak English.
It's a movie
about
my native tongue.
What is the movie?
Colin Farrell's in it. It's actually a really good movie. It's like a dark comedy.
Check it out. Hostel?
What?
Hostel. You ever see that movie Hostel?
I don't want to see Hostel.
Yeah, it was
too
scary.
I never went to that part of Europe.
No, okay.
I've seen that movie, yes.
But yeah, you guys should go on like a European vacation, like Chevy Chase, you know?
And the NFL draft was fun. Todd, I apologize for not saying that we haven't had an adventure.
Go write about some NFL Europa.
All right, we got to get to some emails here because there's a girl that needs our help in about 3 emails, Bill, so we can't let her down.
All right, let's get to it.
All right, first, though, Adrian, 2 trades questions here. Should he trade Anquan Boldin for Mike Wallace?
No.
Keep Boldin.
Yes.
The other thing, he's trying to trade Matt Forte since he's going to get hurt eventually. He always does. What do you guys think? Trade him at a minor loss or stick with him?
Why would you be trading him at a minor loss? Right now he is one of the, I don't know, top 8 back in the NFL.
Adrian is so afraid that he's going to get injured that he figures he should sell high.
All right, but that's fine. You're selling high. It's not necessarily selling him for a loss, though. There's a difference there. I would absolutely trade Matt Forte if you're worried he's going to get hurt. He does tend to have a little bit of a long injury history, so just make sure you're getting good value in return. At least one running back and at least one wide receiver is the asking price for Matt Forte in my mind.
All right, next question. Keegan, his question is a flex question, Bill. Is Joik Bell a better – I'm sorry, Le'Veon Bell. Le'Veon Bell. Is he a better play than James Jones in the flex? 12-team standard scoring.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. Yes, he is.
Love Le'Veon Bell. So who are the Bell tolls?
P.S. Keegan beat a Peyton Manning-led team last week.
Very nice, Keegan. That's very impressive considering Peyton's dominant performance.
All right. Let's skip to the girl because, Bill, I know you're all about helping
women. How about you refer to her as the girl?
Well, she says help a girl out right in the subject line.
Yeah, help a girl out. Yeah.
With
Which
what?
Is a smart way to get on the air quickly.
Absolutely.
When it comes to Bill. It's Alexandra in
I like
how you pronounce it, Bill?
Alexander. Alexandra, I like that name a lot. I want. Yeah.
Oh, hot. Want to touch the hiney.
That's Kevin's words, not mine.
Jeez.
What did she say, Todd?
All right. Hey, guys. Love the show. Love your advice. Love Bill's raspy voice.
She didn't say that.
No, she didn't say that part. I'm a Julio owner with a serious problem. My opponent this week called your show earlier, and now I'm really worried. So one of her opponents is calling in.
Hey, I mean, listen, that's pretty good strategy. You have a lot of people in your league listening to the show, and you kind of hear what they had, hear what they're doing for their lineup, and now you get, you know, the upper hand later in the week.
Well, hopefully she's giving a fake name here.
I don't know if she's that conniving.
Oh, that's what I would have done. Anyway, she has Hakeem Nicks and Kenbrell Tompkins on her team already, but she's thinking about picking up Cecil Shorts or Stevie J.
No, I need two
wide receivers, non-PPR.
Non-PBR, listen, Shorts is going to get 8 to 10 receptions this weekend just because the Jags are going to be passing the football a lot. But in non-PPR, I would rather play with Hakeem Nicks. That kind of, if you cut that sentence short, it didn't sound right. I would rather use Hakeem Nicks in my lineup than Kenbrell Tompkins and Stevie Johnson. I'd probably go with Cecil Shorts over Kenbrell this week as well.
So you would say Hakeem and Cecil?
Yes.
And over Kenbrell, Stevie J?
Correct.
There you go. There you go. I like it. So I like the number of owners in her league are calling in.
That's pretty cool.
Very cool.
Now, it's only cool if one of those members wins the league. That's one of our listeners. Otherwise, we didn't do a good job, and I don't like doing a bad job.
Yeah, I hear you.
All right.
All right, here we go. Mike, this is Mike. He says, hello, guys. Well, we did it again. He says we, Bill, meaning like we helped him.
All of us. Combined effort.
5-0 in both leagues.
Hey, now.
And the only undefeated team left in both. Wow, that's amazing. And he says this, I say we because you have been a huge help.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate that. Glad
I do need
to see
some further. He does need a little more advice for this week. 10-team PPR league. Flex question. Gordon, Hilton, or Lacey?
Gordon.
Quarterback, Rivers or Stafford?
Rivers.
Should he drop Bernard Pierce for Ellington as his fourth running back?
It depends if he has Ray Rice or not.
If he has Ray Rice, keep Pierce.
Yes.
If he doesn't, grab Ellington.
Yep.
There you go. Mike, going for 6-0 in both leagues.
Good for you, Mike. Nice.
All right. Another Adrian. Adrian from Ottawa, Bill.
All right. That's in Canada.
You know what? It's the same question as before.
Adrian, be a little bit more patient, all right? We'll get to your question eventually. You don't need to send it in twice.
So there's that one. Mike from Rhode Island. Hey, guys, I was thinking about starting Knicks tonight. Here are my current receivers. Demaryius Thomas, Antonio Brown, Hakeem Nicks. On the bench, he has Bolden and Gordon.
Take Nicks out, put in Gordon.
All right.
And I'm assuming that you're starting Demaryius Thomas.
Yeah, I think so. I think he's starting Thomas and Antonio Brown.
Right.
Yeah, he's starting Thomas and Brown with Nicks in the flex.
I would take Brown out, plug in Gordon, leave Nicks in.
Okay, yeah, so you're got it. Yeah, take Brown out of there against the Jets, especially if it's not PPR, if it's standard.
Yeah, if
get
it's
him
PP,
out of there and get Gordon in.
If it's a PPR, I would leave Brown in, I would take Nicks out, put Gordon in. Non-PPR, Nicks stays in, Brown comes out. Ow, now, Brown cow. Next.
Will, he asked a short and sweet question. Which tight end should I start, Vernon Davis or Martellus Bennett?
Davis. Marty B, he's a little bit injured. Will's question might be the question of the day. Just so easy.
What?
So easy. Will, which TE should I start, Vernon Davis or Martellus Bennett? Straight into the point. If he threw in his scoring, then it would have been the best question of all time. But I'm going with Vernon Davis here.
I agree. I think that's it, Bill. I think we rifled through them.
Man, we did a tremendous job today. I want to appreciate.
So humble.
I want to give everyone a big thank you for listening, for calling in, for emailing in. Kevin, we're excited that you did your trade. That might be the best news of the day.
I appreciate it. It took me a long time to get up the nerve to do it.
I was going to say that. You're on the fence a lot, dude. You either have to, you know, do your thing or move on. And
I just
glad
didn't
to
want
see
to part.
That you did your thing.
I didn't want to part with Beast Mode. It was hard, man.
That's tough.
Sure. I know you guys can feel my pain on that because you're, you know, obviously big Marshawn Lynch guys. So,
and I like the way that Marshawn Lynch plays. Obviously,
I love
his
him.
Impact in fantasy football is tremendous. But I think in a PPR league, Sproles is going to finish as a top 15 guy. So I don't think you lost out too much. I think Stafford is a big improvement over Flacco, and Decker is a big improvement over Stevie J.
I just got to go
and
get
Denarius.
I got to go get my boy Le'Veon Bell, and then my team will be complete.
Well, you know, I wouldn't do too many moves. You know, there's, you know, take it easy.
Okay, pump the brakes a little bit.
Don't just do a move just to do a move.
I just you know what it's like. You like T.Y. Hilton. I like Le'Veon Bell. It's fine.
I like T.Y. Hilton,
you play this week, Kevin?
But I'm not
Kevin.
Banging down people's door to just
ironically
go get
enough,
him.
I play the kid who I made the trade with.
Oh,
that I would never have done that. What was he thinking?
I wanted to do it. I didn't mind. I didn't care. I just wanted to get it over with.
Oh, I don't know, man. Flacco has 5 touchdowns this week. Then all of a sudden you're like,
yeah, whatever.
Trade
if you gave
week.
Me if you gave me another 3 or 4 days to think about it, I probably even wouldn't have done it. So I would have been too meow to actually have done it.
Mm.
So I don't know.
Marshawn Lynch against Titans this week, Bill, at home.
Lots of luck.
Yeah, whatever. Hugs.
Darren Sproles against the mighty Patriots.
The mighty Patriots. He's going to torch the Patriots. You watch.
Hey, we haven't given our scores predictions. We got to end the show with the
you
score
watch.
Predictions.
Dante Hightower is going to be running around trying to cover Darren Sproles. It's going to be a nightmare.
Score all predictions. Right. Patriots, what do you got, Bill?
What do we got? The over-under for this game is 50, by the way.
Okay.
Is that 24-21? What does that equal out to?
45.
All right, so I'm a little bit short there. I'm going to go 28-24.
Saints?
Pats.
Oh, wow. Ooh. 28-24,
Pats.
Kevin?
At home, they're not losing two in a row. I think Drew Brees and Brady go at it. Brady comes back on top.
I had this game as a loss the whole way, even in the preseason, and the Saints have done nothing to convince me otherwise.
Right.
So I'm going to stick with the Saints winning, and I think my score will be I'm going to go 30-17 New Orleans.
Wow. A little bit of a blowout. Todd, what are you thinking?
I think the Patriots are going to win this game.
I do too.
All right, I'm in the minority. I like it.
They are my Super Bowl
I pray I'm
champion.
Wrong. I pray I'm wrong. This would be, before you finish that, this would be a huge win for this football team if they could pull it out. Huge.
I think they're going to win one here. Okay. The Saints are coming off. They're on a tremendous streak. The Patriots are coming off a real stinker. I think the weather will play a slight factor in the game. Love that it's outdoors. Love that there will be some elements. It's a late game. It's not some 1 o'clock garbage.
It'll be chilly.
What's that?
It'll be chilly.
A little chilly. Maybe a little wind swirling around. You know, as Kevin mentioned.
Going to have my nipple warmers on, you know.
Great. That's all we need.
Kev, do you get team issued like warm gear for cold days?
I get some. I don't. It's not very warm. It's more just rain protectant. You really have to bundle up underneath it. It's just basically like a rain jacket and rain pants. So what I do is when it gets real cold into December and January, I'll wear like a pair of long underwear and then a pair of sweatpants and then the rain pants on the outside.
Right, that makes sense.
And that's what I do. And sometimes I'll even do the like the warm packets, the hand warmers, and I'll shove a few of those down the old dungarees. That'll liven you up a little bit on the sideline.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, that's a little bit overdoing it, I think.
Just saying.
Okay.
You ever need a little pick-me-up?
No wonder why you're the person that doesn't like to make trades if you're sitting on it for a couple of days. You're shoving hand warmers down
your pants. I'm just saying, if you ever need a little pick-me-up on those cold days down in the Meadowlands. Yeah, it wakes you up a little bit. Nothing like a hot hiney to wake you up, I'm telling you.
Oh, my God. All right, we're going to wrap up today's episode of Football Nation. Kevin, any closing words before we take off besides a hot hiney is a good thing?
No, go Pats. That's all I have to say. This would be a huge win for this team and for their confidence for sure. So I hope they can pull one out, but I think they got a lot working against them.
Todd, what do you got?
24-20 Patriots.
All right, and I said 28-24. I want to appreciate and thank everyone for listening today. Thanks for emailing. Thanks for calling in. Best of luck in your fantasy football matchups, and we'll be back next Tuesday for the Fantasy Football Champs right here on Patriots.com Radio.
On Judgment Day, when they come on Judgment Day, oh, Lord, I want to be in that number. When they come on Judgment Day,
Todd DeVries and Bill Enright bring you the latest trends from the NFL on Football Nation.